Paul Meyer's got. Member of the Fargo School Board, and you can hear him here on Investment Talk on Sunday mornings with Steve Poitras. But I called him. I said, Paul, I just want to get a quick take on why the Fargo School Board decided to keep these neighborhood schools open. Paul, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, Joel, good to be on with you this morning.
I want to applaud you. I just think that this was a smart move. I think that you can look for efficiencies everywhere. You can make it so big that it becomes warehouse. But in those early grades, I think this was a great move, Paul.
Well, thanks, Joel. We agree with that. And I can tell you that it was a bit of a process. A year ago, no one on the school board, at least in an informal survey, thought we should be closing any schools. And then about 3 months ago, there was a kind of a drift where a number of board members and administrative members were suggesting that maybe one or more schools should be closed for one reason or another. And I think it was an honest feeling, but misplaced, in my opinion. And several of us, you know, have been kind of campaigning quietly to move the board to a better position. And most recently, last night, our administration said, you know, there's a number of developments going on up in North Fargo. And frankly, we're not in a situation where we have excess room at any of the schools. And we need these schools, and that was enough to tip the balance. And the board basically jumped on it with both feet and said, let's affirm to the public, to the teachers, to the students, that we're going to keep these schools open.
Is this a moving thing, Paul? Is this based on condition of facility? Let me give you an example of what I'm getting at. If there's a small neighborhood school that, you know, 10 years from now, you're looking at tuck pointing and everything else, are you going to say, well, wait a second, now we've changed, you know, we've kind of gone in a different direction because we don't want to build new schools, you know?
Well, I think, you know, the board, and for that matter, any organization, constantly reviews where it's at. But our motion last night was, for the foreseeable future, we're going to affirm that we're keeping these schools open. And not only that, we also directed the administration to move quickly to assemble the information. We already have most of the information, but to assemble a direct plan for air conditioning each of the elementary buildings in Fargo that does not have air conditioning. And that's a pretty strong message, because it says, hey, we're keeping these buildings open.
Yeah. Paul, do you mind taking a call or two?
No, that'd be great. Thanks.
Hold on. Jim, you're on with Paul Myers. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm just want to say I'm very happy with the way they came across this decision about the schools and not closing the small schools. And I'm very happy to hear that they're going to get air conditioning in the schools too. So thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Paul, that's any politician
welcome.
Likes
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, you know, we do. And the fact is, it's the right decision. That's the point. And I will say that our administration is incredible as far as the detail, research, and information that they pull together. This is not, you know, a quick casual jump one way or another. They're on top of it.
So how's the school year going so far? Off to a good start?
You know, the school year is off to a great start. We just had our big kind of all-district meeting at the Fargo Dome and really set up a theme for the year, and we're going to emphasize excellence. And you know, Fargo School District is a great place to be. And for that matter, the other surrounding school districts, good places to be. Some good things going on here.
Well, and I just think that I know people who teach in the schools that you just decided to keep open. And
yeah.
And I respect those people. And in talking to those people, what I found out from them is how important they believe it is in the education process for in those early stages of education, for them to feel as though they're part of that neighborhood. And I don't think you can, for those of us that grew up in small towns, we know how important that is. And it matters, Paul.
You bet it matters. And you know what it all boils down to? It isn't the bricks. It isn't even the books. Frankly, it isn't even the neighborhood. It's that teacher one-on-one with the students. And I know that sounds corny, but it's been that way for thousands of years. That's what counts.
Yeah.
And if they need a good neighborhood school to make it work, well, that's important too. But it's the teachers who are on the front line. And as an old teacher, I don't ever forget that.
Paul, Investment Talk on Sundays. What time are you kicking in this weekend?
Well, as always, we'll be there at 8:30, loaded and ready for bear.
Doing your churching on Saturday night is what you're telling me, huh?
Okay. Well, no, I go to the late service. You know,
yeah.
It's a good thing.
That way you don't have to go through the pain and agony of using the Lord's name in vain at a Viking game, let me tell you. Paul, good to talk to you.
All righty. Thanks, Joel.
You bet. Paul Myers, ladies and gentlemen, from the Fargo School Board. When we come back, what we're going to do, there is the American Coalition for Ethanol, and we have used them as references for ethanol many times. I got a letter from a gentleman out of Cogswell, North Dakota, and he pointed out the issues that they're having in South Dakota in regards to, I'm using the term watering down gasoline and kind of putting the burden on ethanol. And Ron Lamberty is a senior vice president with the American Coalition for Ethanol. When he comes back, he's going to explain what they mean by that. I shouldn't say by that because I'm the one that said watering down, but he's going to explain why he believes that the refiners are bringing gasoline out at 84 octane, which puts the burden back on you, ethanol producers. So stick around. More coming your way on News and Views right after this.
Field and Forest work boots are on.